I'm wondering, Alex, if you could give us an example of one of these journeys. And, of course, the example that I'd like to hear are the circumstances that led to the painting your masterwork, Demons and Deities Drinking from the Milky Pool, an image that the viewers can see linked up on the Coast to Coast website right now.
Thanks, Jonathan. Well, the LSD session that brought about that painting was with a group of people. There might have been 15 to 20 people, and they were in our loft in Boston. This was back in the 70s, and we had all determined to take LSD. A lot of these people were strangers to me, but we were hosting a group that was led by an associate of Leary's. And at any rate, I thought that they were all mature folks, but after the drugs started to take effect, just it seemed like chaos kind of broke loose. One person was walking around vomiting into a bucket, another person was laughing hysterically, another person was crying, and just somebody was taking their clothes off, other people, and it just seemed like, you know, crazy. And I was lying there, having taken a double dose and assuming that we were going to all be taken care of. And in this kind of melee, I saw above us, it seemed like a swooping numbers of these forms that seemed like both deities and demons. And I saw that there was this, what looked like vibratory sort of milky pool of kind of electric milk. And all of us were at the periphery of this sort of pool of milk, and it was being drawn through us, and this was sort of like the pool of life energy, and it was being drawn through us as through all the activities that we did, and this was providing a feast for these other beings that were hovering above us and sort of like dining on the energy that we were exuding. And it was a very strange thing to see ourselves in a kind of energetic food chain that these beings, in fact, had organized us all as a feast for themselves.
Is this what you would call the parasites, Jonathan?
Yeah, I think so. I think what Alex perceived, and there's a slightly more full description on the website, a document called Alex and the Mind Parasites, is I think he saw the top of the food chain. And we, in our ordinary state of consciousness, we think that we're the top of the food chain, and I think that's a delusion that's very convenient to those that are actually on top of the food chain. But I'm wondering, Alex, if the chaotic behavior you saw among the people in the party, did you feel that the parasitic deities, I think there are at least two of them in the painting, do you think that they were somehow influencing that in some way?
Well, that's a good question, because at one point I did feel like this entire thing had been orchestrated by these beings, that our coming together, in fact, was not an accident or anything. It was kind of orchestrated. It's really, really difficult to say, you know, when we feel influenced to do certain things or intuitively guided to do certain things. You know, many of the times we seek guidance from a higher realm, and I think that in the same way that one can be vulnerable to the influence of beings from a lower realm.
What do you think they were after, Alex? What did they want?
Well, I think that it was basically our energy, and the at least these particular beings seem to be delighted by a kind of orgiastic emanation that was from this particular crowd. But I think that there are, I suppose, mind parasites that I've tried to depict in other paintings, like the self-hatred painting or the despair painting, we can almost feel them like attachments to our energy body, and that tend to drain us and deplete us. And whether we can just use that symbolically as a kind of metaphor that's potent and might suggest a way to at least deal with them. I remember specifically at one time being on one of the most harrowing LSD adventures I ever had, and I felt like I was kind of a flapper in the wheel of fortune, you know, and that every realm of sort of being and dimension was one of these little slots that the flapper was like open to. And at one such, you know, dimension that was flying by, I saw this really strange insect-like creature kind of lunge out at me. And because after I'd come back from this trip, and for days afterward, I was really feeling out of sorts and very, very energetically drained. And I realized in my memory about this trip that this thing had jumped out and was probably still embedded in my aura. So I did a whole kind of cleansing to, you know, draw all the energy back into the heart, and then to, in a sense, expand it out from the heart to banish this being.
Did it work? Were you able to do that?
It really did. And, you know, you just banish them back to where they came from. And, my gosh, you know, sometimes things like that can really help.
And I think one of the things that people can take from what you've described, and they should certainly take seriously what you said about the psychonaut experiencing heaven and hell, is that these medicines are a sword that cuts both ways. It's like Sophocles said, no great gift enters the human sphere without an equally diabolical price to be paid for it. And so in addition to the visions that medicines can open, and they've been used by cultures throughout human history, you become incredibly vulnerable. You become, your psychic immune system is thrown open, and you become far more vulnerable to attacks that some people indeed do not really survive. And if they have underlying weaknesses in their personality, or have approached with less than the very serious intent that you obviously had, they can be destroyed by the experiences.
Well, I got to tell you, Alex, your artwork is fascinating to look at, and you could obviously tell that your mind has gone deeper than most artists to do what you do.
Well, that's very kind of you, George, and I appreciate the forum that you have given America for discussing alternative ways of looking at reality.